Welcome to Suddenly a Podcast. I am your host, Kim Brown, and I'm excited to be here. We are in our second, that's right, only our second episode. I'm just starting out, and I am learning so much. Some of the feedback I got from last week's episode was to introduce myself. Who is Kim Brown? Well, by trade and by day, I'm a chef. And I'm pretty much a creative. Let me just be honest. I love to create. So I write, I paint, I'm a chef, and now I'm a podcast host. What? Also, if you haven't stopped by suddenlyawoman.com, you want to. You're missing out. Our content goes up weekly. There's information there. We're putting recipes on there. I think y'all will like it. So here we are. We're in our second episode, and this episode is about it being a new month. How simple is that? It's a new month. We're in November. Fall is here. The trees are changing. Everybody is talking about Christmas. We are forgetting about Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving is this month. And I think for me, I wanted to address for our second episode, it's a new month. Because sometimes when we get to November, we can automatically go to the next year. People are like, I'm getting ready to set my goals. 2023 is coming. It's that time of year for us to put our fitness goals on paper. But I don't believe that. I believe that it's 2 months left in the year. When you guys hear this, it'll be 56 days left to finish 2022 out with whatever goal you want. Yes, there's a time and there's a place to plan for the next year. I just don't think it deserves all of our energy. I really believe that where we're at right now and what we're planning for right now will help us when we get to January. So my challenge for everyone and what I would love to talk about in this episode is us looking to the next 56 days and finishing 2022. Well, it's not over. You're not out of the game. 2022 is not a loss. It's still time left. There's still time on the board. So what can we do to get some of our goals set for 2022? I think the first thing we do is look at what goals we may have put down. What did we say that's not possible? What did we look at, say, in the middle of the year and think, oh, I'll do that later? Let's pick that back up and be nervous about it. Let it scare you. Question it. Were you in the right mindset when you set the goal? Was it a goal that would set you up for success, or did you set yourself up for failure? And if you did, that's fine. Let's regroup and find our way back now. Because for real, my podcast, my blog, everything I'm working on right now, y'all, I'm nervous. I'm new. This is scary. I am so out of my comfort zone. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it because these are the things that I dreamed about. These are the things that I prayed about. And as scary as it may be, these are the goals that I wanted to achieve. These are the things that I wanted to learn and get better at. I want to get better at public speaking. I want to get better at having conversations. Even though with the podcast, can I just say, I'm not really having a conversation with the person, but I am putting all my thoughts out there to the world. So in my mind, I am killing two birds with one stone. At least that's what I'm going to tell myself for now. But the main thing I want y'all to know is that you are going to look at your goals and be nervous. You are going to start to think, wow, what was I doing? What made me think I can pull that off? And the truth of the matter is, that's what dreaming big does. That's what doing things that seem so far-fetched and so out of reach does. It takes you out of your comfort zone. It challenges everything you're doing. It challenges your thought process. It challenges your habits. Your habits will change. And those are the things, that's fine. It's absolutely okay. So 2 months left, 56 days. And how do you get back on track with the goals that you set earlier in the year? I want y'all to grab a notebook, start writing those ideas down, writing those goals that you put on the bookshelf, that you put away and you said they were too big. Write them down in that notebook. Dream again about your goals. Dream about the very thing that you thought was too big. Dream about it. Think about it and put obtainable goals down that could work in your favor. So what does that mean? Can I use my own story? For me, when I knew I wanted to start a blog, I had to learn, okay, what platform do I use? What do I want my blog to look like? What do I want my blog to say? And in doing that, it started to formulate my skill set and the things I needed to work on, the things I needed to get better at. And I started to plan different webinars I can take, seminars I could go to that would allow me to learn how to code for a website, what color palettes work for technology, what are colors that make people happy? Because that's one of the things that I wanted. I wanted a place on the internet that was not driven by negativity. I wanted a positive place for women to be able to read about upcoming trends, get a recipe for dinner, or a motivational article that would get people to their goals and their purpose. So that took time. So I wrote all of that down. I made sure I understood what it was I needed to do, I wanted to do, and it was huge. But little by little, as I broke down the big dream, I was able to see the little things I needed to work on. One of the things I had to understand in planning for Suddenly a Podcast and my blog, Suddenly a Woman, is what can I accomplish in a month? And the truth of the matter is I learned that I can accomplish a whole lot when I am clear on what I'm trying to do. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I had to focus on changing a lot of habits, a lot of things that I had grown accustomed to that was fine as a creative and fine as a chef, but it did not work with my writing and it does not work with planning a blog and a podcast. So I had to make monthly goals of what works best and what doesn't, and what I needed to change and what needed to stay the same. So here's just a few ideas for you guys to look at for your monthly goals. So if you haven't set any goals for November, set 2 or 3 goals just for the month. It could be as simple as drinking water. You're going to commit to drinking so many ounces of water a day. Or it could be completing a task list. So for me, I write task lists out, and being transparent, honor system over here, I do not always or will not always, let me say that, I will not always finish my task list. And one of the major things I had to learn was there's things on the list that was put there that won't be finished in a day. I had to learn to prioritize my list. And I had to learn to understand that some goals or some tasks on your list are not for a daily list. That's your weekly list, or that's a monthly list. So the things that go on my daily task list is the to-dos for that day. What needs to be completed in that day? And if something carries over, Does it carry priority? And is it first thing in the morning it gets done? These are monthly goals that are easy for you to follow and change your habits. Another thing that's a good monthly goal is journaling. Starting to journal, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, putting your thoughts on paper, it challenges everything that you're thinking. It lets you brain dump any and everything. And I will write down, even in my journal, that's supposed to be about like deep, intelligent thoughts. You will see a grocery list. You will see things like you need to wash clothes this week, because my journal becomes my reminder. But it trains my brain to get like clear the fog, clear things out, and make it to where I understand that I can just be free and sit in a clear mind. And your journal can carry all of your goals, your dreams, your grocery list, all those things. The one thing I understand that it's important that we all set goals, that you think about what's a good fit for you, and that you try to stick to it and hold yourself accountable. If you know you're going to have a super busy month, don't start something super difficult that's going to make it harder for you to set your goals, like learning a new language. If you know that you're going to be super busy, don't start learning something really hard and difficult and new. Give yourself time for that. Put that in a month that doesn't have so much in it already. Choose your goals wisely. Make sure that they support your growth and your ultimate goals. Don't put on your list, learn how to garden, and you don't like to be outside. Choose things that will build your confidence or get you closer to your dream job. If you simply want to start drinking more water because it's good for you, you can of course do that. And you can set a goal that trains your mind and body to go after the one thing that you desire. The one thing that you have to know, that when we make conscious choices about things we're doing, goals we have, we will see progress. And it makes us more confident. It makes us more confident to go after goals that we have in other areas. So that's why it's good to have goals that are obtainable and easy to see where we've done well. Once you have chosen which goals to set, you need to do a little planning. Don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it. But you need to think about, how often will you do an activity that matches your goal? What time of day you will do the activity? And what counts as completing the task? I want to challenge everybody in, what will you do when you're sick or tired or super busy? How do you make sure you're holding yourself accountable with these goals? And how do you finish strong, knowing that the next 2 months might be super busy? That should go in your journal also. So just to recap, because I know I covered a lot, I want you guys to look at the next 2 months, not as it's counted out, not as 2022 went by so fast and it's over. I want you to look at it as, I have 2 more months. I have 56 days to finish strong or to start something new. And I'm going to challenge myself to do the very thing that will make me better. Write it down, journal it, correct yourself, get an accountability partner, someone who will listen to you, listen to your dreams, critique you, but will also be there when it gets challenging. Find a way to finish strong, to enjoy the holidays, but to also finish the year strong. Set goals that you'll be proud of when the new year starts. Set goals that'll help you with your goals for 2023. One of the things that I am adamant about, and it's actually our word around here for Suddenly a Woman, gratitude. Gratitude is important because it allows us to understand what we need to be thankful for. I know you're probably like, okay, we just talked about goals. What does gratitude have to do with goals? A whole lot. Because if you can find a way to be thankful for where you're at and where you're going, you will set goals that match your purpose. You will set goals that reflect what you're trying to do. You won't be afraid to set goals when you're grateful with where you're at and grateful for where you're going. Gratitude means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. If you don't have a journal for your goals and your dreams, I challenge you. Also, I'm challenging y'all a lot in this episode. Welcome to my life. I am all about challenging myself to be better, challenging myself to step out of my comfort zone, and challenging myself to grow. So I have a dream journal, I have a prayer journal, but I have a gratitude journal. My gratitude journal forces me to pay attention to the good things that's happening in my life. Sometimes I take it for granted, and me writing it down, me making it plain and writing it down, gives me an extra boost of confidence. It allows me to see that everything is not as bad as it seems, and actually more is going in my favor than not. So I think that everybody should have a gratitude journal and a goals journal. And I think as we go into 2023, let's take those journals with us of things that we've written down now that we're working on now, and we can build on it in 2023. But right now is what we have. One of my favorite all-time quotes is, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. It's by Arthur Ashe, the tennis player. And that quote, for me, it motivates me to know that I may not have everything that I need for my dream, but I can start right where I'm at, and I can use what I have, and I can do my best. I can do what I can with what I have, and that's what I want for us for the next 56 days. I want for us to be able to know that whatever we set our minds to right now is enough, that it doesn't have to be anything extra. It is more than it. We have more than enough, and we have an abundance of opportunity to make things happen. I love y'all. I hope everyone is having a blessed week. I hope everyone is enjoying the holidays, as we get ready for Black Friday and Thanksgiving. I just hope everyone is just feeling the gratitude of the time that we're in. Next week's episode is all about gratitude. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing. I'm excited for everything that I'm learning. I'm glad y'all are on this journey with me. Y'all can follow me as Suddenly Kim on Instagram, and follow Suddenly a Woman on Instagram. I will see y'all next week.